Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it
sponsored
live.
By Tire Rack. In other words, the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and 10,000 plus recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got a great Friday show for you tonight. Funky Flashback Friday, as always. That, of course, means DJ Alex Teicher is deep in the crates.
I can't see.
You mean mob deep in the crates? Oh, I'm
mob
sorry.
Mob deep. There you go. Mob deep
that?
In the crates.
Mob deep. You didn't know I knew about mob deep, did you?
I didn't know. I don't think you know.
Who knew?
Give me a song.
I can't give you one. Well, she was not just Mobb Deep. She was sort of Mobb Deep when she did it frequently.
Well, you're going way back.
Rob, who sings that?
Funkadelic?
Yeah, keep it that
you
way.
Fell for it?
No, I did fall for it.
You fell for it? Yeah, we got DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and twos. We got Rich is in for Rob G.
Ricky, don't lose my number. Ricky, don't lose my number.
And you heard our man, Steve DeSager, on the update. How you doing, Mr. Parker?
I am doing great on a Friday.
And got a big weekend plan?
No. I shouldn't say that. I'm flying to Arizona in the morning. How about that? Yeah,
yeah,
I'm just,
that is big.
I'm just going,
there?
Just hanging out with some friends. Nothing like major, and I'm coming right back on Sunday, so I'm just hanging out with a few friends who live out there, and that's it. You know, like, it's
not
a quick,
going to a game.
No, I'm actually, there's a game actually Sunday. I just decided to come on
the Cardinals.
Back.
Cardinals at home.
Yeah, they got a game. Oh, they got a big game.
They play. Yeah, they playing.
I didn't want to stay.
Who they playing? It's a good game. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. The Rams.
Good one to go to.
The Rams.
There you go.
Yeah. I just said I'm just going. I'm gonna have some. I'm having lunch with some friends. And then I'm going to go get a big steak and have dinner, you know, on Saturday night in Arizona, in Phoenix, and then come back. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Sounds How about good. You? All good? Rested?
Yeah. Yeah. My wife and I, we're going to hang out in Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
That's right.
Hey, Rob, let's sing that.
I don't know. The Beastie Boys. Fun. No. Who sang that, right?
That was the Beastie Boys. Yep. That was.
Keep it that way.
Yes, I know.
We got Chad Finn from the Boston Globe coming up. Guess what we'll talk to him about? Ime Udoka. And Rob, let's start right there. The Boston Celtics held a press conference today to announce that Udoka, their first year, well, would have been heading into a second year as a head coach, will be suspended for the entire upcoming season, 2022-23. And it is because he had a consensual affair relationship with a female employee of the Celtics. And that's really all the details that the Celtics had. They had a press conference, didn't say much, but Brad Stevens did say this.
You said it quietly.
We have a lot of talented women in our organization, and I thought yesterday was really hard on them. And I think that nobody can control Twitter speculation, rampant bull. But I do think that we, as an organization, have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now, because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that.
Yeah, look, he's right, Rob. And I just think that that's today's day and age that we live in.
Well, but
there's nothing you can do unless they just come out and tell the whole story.
No doubt about it, Chris. And this is why we talk about all the time. Just because you have a Twitter account or you're a former player or whatever it is, doesn't mean you're a reporter. And that's why people can just throw stuff out. Credible people who work for news organizations just can't throw stuff against the wall. What went on was ridiculous. No, it didn't.
Right.
Because we can't do that, Chris. We're not built like that. We're not trained like that. And that's why I keep telling people everybody's not a member of the media because they have an account or they have a podcast or because they, you know, like,
right.
You're not. Because you just can't do that to people. Oh, let's grab the first picture. Here's a picture of a woman in the front office. Here, this is her. It's her. No, it ain't her.
That was happening. And to think about it, Rob, and it's, like I said, I don't expect the Celtics to come out.
They can't.
And out the woman. But what that will lead to, and it's unavoidable, whether it's media members, faux media members, FAUX media members, or just random people on Twitter posting pictures of any female they find that works in the organization. Think about it. First of all, those females, some people, yes, some reporters have said, oh, it wasn't her. But some people are going to still believe it might have been her.
Right.
And if some of these women are married, now you're in a relationship, you got to explain it to your spouse, your husband.
How about your kids?
So they saw
mommy on Twitter.
Right.
Mommy,
supposedly
what are you
associated with another person, another man? And even your spouse has to answer to his friends, co-workers, whatever. Yo, right. Man.
Is your wife involved in
right.
this?
Right, right. I mean,
no, it's
and
bad.
Again, it's like if you're accused of some heinous act and you're either proven innocent or they drop the charges or whatever, a lot of times that sticks with you, Rob. You know what I mean? Some people still will have that in their mind.
Right.
And so it is unfortunate, but there's really nothing you can do in today's environment to stop it, because Twitter is just reckless.
Here's something. Okay. So Matt Barnes, right, former NBA player, what is it, All the Smoke, right, the podcast with Steven Jackson.
Very popular podcast.
Okay. But he went out and trashed the Celtics for their handling of this thing yesterday. And then after he made his post, he got a phone call or some conversation with somebody who he claims, Chris, has the juice, has the details. And when he heard the juice and the details from somebody apparently he believes and feels it is in the know, not only did he take his post down, he and walk it back, he then went on to say
sprinted in the other direction.
That he has, after hearing the details, he can't be down with Udoka. Like, I can't condone what went on. It's 10 times, it's 100 times worse. 100 times worse. Chris, this is Matt Barnes. This is an NBA player who I'm sure has seen a lot of stuff
right.
over the years. And for him to say it's 100 times worse than you could ever imagine. Wow. I was blown away by his post.
Well, that certainly fuels the fires of speculation even more. Now, look, I've talked to some people. I have been told details that aren't out there yet. I won't report those. We'll see if they come out, but I've been told certain things. What I heard is worse than what's out there.
Right. And we know it's worse, though, right?
But I wouldn't say 100 times worse. And like you said, just because of who Matt Barnes is as a former player, having spent all that time in the NBA, knowing that he's seen his share of mischief.
And he's had his own drama, right? Yeah, in his own life, okay?
Right.
So he's had his
and
own
so
drama.
And so maybe Matt, I don't claim to know all the details. I know a lot, and it's bad, but I don't claim to know everything that goes on. But I'll say this. Matt's post is more alarming than what I've heard.
Okay. I know, because you didn't hear 100 times.
It does lead you to believe.
Right?
Yeah,
you didn't hear 100 times.
I might have heard 10 times.
Right.
You know, worse. Now, it was reported, too, in The Athletic that by Shyam Charania, who broke this story about it being an affair, inappropriate affair with a female coworker. It was reported by him that the Celtics knew about the affair in July. And when both parties, Udoka and the female, agreed to stop, Udoka kept, now the way they worded it in the story is that he kept making unwanted comments to her. Is that pursuing her? He was trying to keep it going. You know,
even though told him to cut it out,
right.
And apparently, and this is, of course, reported in The Athletic. This
right.
is right, Chris? This is what they're reporting.
That's out there.
Right.
It's been reported. And so, it's just a bad situation all the way around. You've talked to people in the league. You've covered the league,
yep.
Rob. Stuff has happened. I mean, this is not like, oh my gosh, this has never happened in the NBA or any of the professional sports leagues. But it's out. The information now is out there, or at least some of it. And when you only put some of it, Rob, out there, it's going to lead people to speculate. And that's what you have going on in Twitter. And I just don't see how you can get past that unless you just tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, the whole story you put out there. And that's just not what these organizations do. And I'm not saying they should do it. But that's the only way you can avoid what's happened on Twitter, Rob.
And, right.
People's names being dragged through the mud.
And from somebody I talked to earlier, you know, they just said eventually we'll find out that it's something more than just a fling. Because a fling, Chris, this is not a fling punishment. It's not a fling way to, it's not the way to handle a fling. Somebody's in a fling, they go, stop, and if you guys don't stop, you guys are both going to be terminated, okay? Stop it.
Right.
That's how you handle a fling.
Stop, you're getting fined.
Right. And
if you can, significant fine.
And if you continue, we're going to let you go. Right, we're going to let you go. Stop it.
Agreed.
You can't do it. So we know it's bigger than that.
Yeah, and, you know, this how big it is, Rob, what it is, will determine the future of Ime Udoka's coaching career.
I still don't believe
he's going to coach in Boston.
Chris, we don't believe that at all, right? It just doesn't even make sense. He's going to be away from the team for a year?
I'll say this. I think the only way it's possible, I'm not going to say 100% he couldn't. I don't think he will. I think it's very close to 100% at this moment. But if they go out there this year and Joe Mazzulla, who's taking over from him, is terrible, and the team is way worse than expected. Eighth seed, out in the first round. Don't even make the play. I mean, that's hard to imagine. But, you know, something crazy. Just, it's a horrible season. Then, and Udoka, Rob, does, and you talked about this yesterday, he's got a year to rehabilitate his image.
Yes.
And that, in addition to taking care of whatever family issues he needs to take care of because of this, he can rehabilitate his image over the next year. America is a forgiving country in many cases. And so, you know, we've seen many players and coaches and executives have downfalls and then get a second chance. So he can get a second chance.
Oh, nobody said it won't be. It might not be with the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't think it will be. But do you see what I'm saying, though? If they're horrible and he does the right rehabilitation project, so to speak, over the next 10 months. Don't you think he could come back?
I don't think that they could be that horrible and for him to get his job back.
But I hear you. But let's say they are, right? Eighth seed, out in the first round, clearly miss him. He's done a great job of, you know, rehabilitating. Maybe goes on, talks with Gayle King, Oprah, somebody, you know, and, you know, just does a great job, cleans everything
up. He would definitely need to do that. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
My only issue is if more of these details come out.
Well, that's what we know now.
Right, right. That's what you're basing it on. Because if they're ugly details,
what's out there,
then it's going to be like a wrap. If it's something.
And depending on how ugly, that's what could affect his future.
Right.
With other teams, even.
Right. Because if it's something that is that heinous, you might be like, oh, no, we can't bring him into our building. Because then if something happens, we're liable. Well, you brought him in here. You knew what he did in Boston, and you brought him in, and it happened to me. Now you're writing a check for $10 million, Chris.
Yep, no doubt. So we will see. We'll see if more stuff comes out. But it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Ime Udoka situation. I mean, do you think the Celtics should out the female? What are your thoughts on this whole
scenario? I don't think so.
I don't. Because it seems to go beyond that. If they were just suspending him just for an affair,
I agree,
then
Chris.
I think she's just as guilty as he is. And we talked yesterday about the power dynamic, but let's not act like women can't do stuff like this either. You know, women can do stuff like this too. They're not going to necessarily force you. And it doesn't seem like he forced her, at least from what we know now. It was consensual. And so she did the same thing he did. He may have been a higher position than her, and that does make it worse in a business sense. But she still knew what she was doing, too. And let's not act like women can't do stuff either. They both are guilty and both are wrong. So we're going to take your calls next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Was that Max Van Auken?
Yes. Say hi,
what's
Max.
What's up, Max?
What's going on, Odd Couple? How you doing, Chris? You're looking sharp over there.
I'm great, brother. I'm feeling sharp.
You know, Max is interning at FS1, so he's stopping by to hang out.
Yes.
And Judge struck out in his first at bat tonight, Chris.
Are Max, everything you see Rob do?
Do the opposite.
Oh,
there you go.
You'll be good.
All right. Let's get to some of these calls, Chris. Squeeze as many as we can. You ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's start with Greg in Alabama. Greg in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What up, guys? Enjoy your show. So
Thank you.
I want to start out by saying that in no way am I absolving Ime Udoka for any bad decisions he made. But this is on the self. The statement that Brad Stevens made, I'm going to use your word, Rob, it was fugazi to me because he's going on and opining about how the women were mistreated with all the Twitter speculations and things of that nature. From everything that I've heard, it was the Celtics that released that information. Now,
they denied it. Now, they could be lying, but they have said they did not release the
information. Exactly. And you got to be careful because, Greg, in every organization, Chris, no, he's a reporter. People have sources. There's nothing right. But mouthpieces. I don't care where you are. So
it
could
have come from somebody outside
exactly.
the organization.
Just like Matt Barnes said question. He talked to somebody, Chris, right? That doesn't mean he talked to Brad Stevens.
Right.
It could be somebody who works there.
It could be any number of people.
Yes, no doubt. Thanks anyway. We appreciate the call, Greg. Kevin in Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Look, it's very simple. You know, this thing with Ime Udoka, when you look at it from the perspective of the Celtics, he's a leader of the team. He's a leader of men. You gotta hold yourself to a higher standard. You could get involved with any woman in any other organization, in any other sport, all over Boston. But when you're getting involved with somebody who's on your staff with the team, it's a bad, bad look. And another thing, I don't want to put race into it, but as a black man, with all the opportunities that we don't get to be coaches, you got to hold yourself to a higher standard and know what example you're setting. So look, it's a bad situation for the Celtics because they're put in a hard place. You got two people on the same organization. Maybe she feels uncomfortable. Maybe it didn't go well, allegedly, and now he's still there with her, and he's a buffer. So it's a very tough situation. And Ime Udoka's got to think better than that. And like I said before, you could get involved with any other woman, any other team, any other city, place.
We agree with you.
Chris and I are both.
We're not defending him in any way, shape, or form.
He knew what the deal was, Chris, when he signed up there, okay? They let you know.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
You don't mess around with subordinates. You just don't do it because there's an issue. MJ, real quick, in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good,
What's up, man?
I definitely looked at the press conference, and I'm going to say the Celtics owner and the GM showed a seriousness and a calculated tone. Did you guys hear in the press conference when they mentioned sexual harassment, when that was mentioned? And so that, with that being said, I'm taking back my comment from yesterday. With more information slowly being revealed, Udoka has coached his last game in Boston, and perhaps with the seriousness of this, his last days in the NBA.
Well, look, what it sounds like from the press conference and from stories that have been out there is that after they both agreed, you know, they told the Celtics, we'll stop.
Yeah.
He didn't stop.
She cut it off. He kept pursuing it. Now, the Athletic said it was unwanted comments. The question is, how bad was the pursuit? Did he go way up? It's wrong anyway.
Right.
But did there once she says everything?
But once she says stop, Like,
right.
You got to stop. Right. And that's.
When the Celtics say stop, that means stop. When he says stop, that means stop. Beyond that, it's harassment, and you can't reward people for that. So what I'm saying, when they decide to do something monumental, a 1-year suspension for a coach and something that's
we've never seen it
on the court.
Right.
You can go to a Bobby Petrino or something like that. That was a scandal. But this, and like I said, the seriousness, the Matt Barnes.
Well, what I'm saying is their degree.
Appreciate it, MJ. Thank you.
And all of them are wrong, but there are levels of wrong. If he's in, did he wink at her and say, you know, you need to come by tonight? Or did he show up at her house? You know what I'm saying? Did he, you know, is he calling her all hours of the night? Like, there's different degrees to harassment. And so they're all wrong, but they, depending on the degree, is really, you know, how bad the punishment is going
well,
to be.
And it just
it
sounds
really
like
is bad, Rob.
Yeah, it sounds bad in that we just haven't seen a team do this to a coach who just got to the championship. We said it yesterday, Chris. Teams usually, if you have somebody valuable to your organization, you bend over backwards to try to make it so that he can stick around.
Right.
And that's not what happened here. So there's got to – where they know, like, we can't save him.
Right.
That's what it feels like to me.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Thank you, Steve. Chad Finn of the Boston Globe, welcome to the iCouple, Chad.
What's happening?
Guys, how you doing?
Doing good.
We are great. Now, you wrote a column today. We all saw the press conference and Brad Stevens talking about the unfortunate, you know, stuff that's been put out there on Twitter, running a lot of female employees with the Celtics through the names through the mud. You wrote about us. Kind of summarize to us what you wrote.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the most telling things to come from the press conference today. We've never seen Brad Stevens that emotional. You guys know how he is. You saw him at college his 8 seasons coaching the Celtics. He's very almost stoic. Right. Really hard to get a read on him a lot of times. And he was in tears today. He almost lost it talking about the women in the organization that have had to deal with people on social media, taking pictures of them, stealing pictures off their pages and then tweeting out or sharing on Instagram that this is the person that's involved in this situation with Ime. It's just not true. And the speculation hit pretty much every prominent woman that works for the Celtics in one way or the other. So one of the really lousy fallouts, probably the worst one to come from this, is the stuff that they've had to deal with today.
What's your gut on, I mean, normally if somebody is a key part of a franchise will do whatever it can to try to, you know, hang on to that person. I've never seen a coach suspended for a year and then think he's coming back. Do you expect him to come back after this year? And this has to be pretty bad for people who, you know, we don't know the details, but it has to be.
You know what's hard to fathom about it is something that would get you suspended for a year seems like something that would get you fired.
Right.
So, like, there's no wiggle room in between those two things. So you have to think about what the Celtics organization is thinking. And my colleague Dan Shaughnessy wrote today, he doesn't think he may well be back. I agree with him. I don't think he can come back as the coach of this team with and face some of the people in the organization that he has to face. But I think they're doing it and handling it this way because they're worried about the lawyers. They're worried about a potential lawsuit on one side or the other. And
I agree with that. That's the only thing that makes sense is that this is legal, right?
Yep.
Because if you just go out and fire him, and then you might have some other issue going on. And so if you go through the progression or the steps and you cover yourself, then by the time you let the axe down or whatever, you know what I mean? You're pretty good and you know it's not going to come back to bite you.
Right. And, you know, more information could always come to light. Specifics. There are really very few specifics about this. It's understandable that Brad Stevens and Wick Grosbeck, the co-owner of the Celtics, who handled the press conference today, couldn't share that stuff. You wouldn't expect them to be able to as this gets sorted out. But it's very possible that details come out down the road, information we don't get somebody comes forward, and then it becomes a situation where you have to fire Ime. So
Chad, one
probably
thing.
Probably more to come.
Yeah, one thing, and we don't, like you say, we don't have a lot of details or whatever, but Matt Barnes, you know, who has a popular podcast and former NBA player, and he ripped the Celtics for the way they handled it at first, and he came back, took his post down, and he's sent the post out saying that he's talked to somebody in the know, and it's 100 times worse than you ever could imagine, and I can't condone it, and that's why I took my post down, and it was a reverse that I've never seen. He says it's 100 times worse than you could imagine.
Yeah, it was really noticeable in the first statement that they put out that it was incidents plural. Because the initial thing that you heard was it was a consensual
right.
Woods reported in Shams that it was a consensual relationship. More details came out about that, and then vague ones, but details. And then Wick said today, the owner, Wick Grosbeck, confirmed that there were other incidents. It's plural. And there were certainly sounds like, I hate all the speculation right. on this, but it sounds like the woman involved was not interested in this at all, maybe not ever, and Ime kept pressing it.
Yeah, let's go back to what we talked about earlier, Chad, with the unfortunate speculation about the women. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, I mean, we know what Twitter is like, and Twitter can be a very ugly place. And it's really seems unavoidable. Like, what do you think there's anything the Celtics could have done? They said they didn't leak the information about him and a woman. And so if that's true, like, do you think there's anything they could have done to avoid that speculation? I mean, they could name the woman, but, you know, you don't necessarily want to do that. So it just seems almost unavoidable that it's sad, but it seems true. It's unavoidable that these women had to go through what they did.
Yeah, you. After hearing them today, you definitely can't name the woman because she still works for the team, and they're probably terrified of lawsuits coming from all sorts of angles just based on the way they handled this today. But what they could have done is gotten out in front of it a little earlier. Woj's tweet came at 10:35 Wednesday night. The Celtics didn't address it until past 9 o'clock last night, Thursday night. So 23 hours passed before the Celtics said anything about this. And it was in that time where all of this festered, where social media, where Twitter and Instagram got filled up with people guessing on who the female employee of the Celtics was. And that's when it really turned into a cesspool. So the only thing the Celtics could have done and they should have done was address this a lot sooner, especially because Wick said today that they knew about this 2 days ago and that this was settled 2 days ago, that it was going to be a season-long suspension. So they could have gotten ahead of it earlier.
All right. That's Chad Finn of the Boston Globe. Chad,
thanks, Chad,
great
for
stuff.
Your insight.
We appreciate
you.
Hey, you guys are the best. I always hear you up here in Wells, Maine on the big jab. So.
Man, we appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host,
Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. We're back live from the TireRack.com studios. And football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff. It's presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff. You can tune in Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern as we take you live all the way to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's all presented by BetMGM. And speaking of BetMGM, we've got their director of trading. Where's his music? Where's
there
the beat?
It is.
Where's the funk? It just ain't right without the soul.
Where's Janet Jackson going, give me a beat?
Absolutely. I don't know. I never heard that on this show, but it sounded good, Rob.
All right. Doesn't she say
our
that?
Man,
give me a beat.
You know who he is. Lamar Mitchell, the king of betting here on the iCouple. What's up, brother? Welcome.
What's up, boys? How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. Always great to have you on, Lamar. You know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, brother, let's get to it. Last night's divisional matchup saw Cleveland cover against the Steelers. But after their collapse against the Jets last Sunday, how much does something like that influence the next game's line?
Well, you know, it's a divisional game, so we had to shade it a little bit towards –
the way how the Browns have been playing the Steelers the last couple years, not based upon their collapse from the last game against the Jets. So, but the public was on the right side there. They were all on the Brownies last night. The house goes down as a small loser last night. And that that late touchdown was a $90,000 swing in the favor of the public.
So that was the that pushed the over?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? The house must have been sick. Are you for a fluky touchdown like that? They went crazy at the sports bar I was at last night. I figured it was the over. I was like, my God, I was just happy that they covered.
Yeah, wow. They were happy that it went over.
All right, Giants open up as a 3-point home favorite over Dallas. That's the norm. That has been bet down to just one. Are people betting on the Cowboys or where are the sharps when it has faith? Do they have faith in Cooper Rush is what I'm asking.
Actually, this is all sharp money. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. You're right. It's been bet down. It's just all sharp money. No public money on the Giants, just all sharp money that's moved this number down to the Giants minus one.
I just don't believe in the Giants. I'm sorry. I know they're 2-0. They don't look good to me.
I'm not ready to give them my faith. So, we'll see. All right, Lamar, the Broncos. You clearly believe in the Giants. You didn't like us ripping them. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, he was like, don't rip the Giants.
Right,
okay,
right. All right, the Broncos, they opened as slight favorites over the Niners, minus 1.5. But as of this morning, that line is flipped, and now the Niners are a 1.5-point road favorites. Now, does Jimmy G at the helm hold that much weight on the road against Russell Wilson?
You know, it's a combination of a little bit of both. The San Francisco defense and Jimmy G versus the Bronco offense, because one of our highly respected casino players laid six figures on the Niners, and the ticket count on this game is all Joe Public 49ers. So, along with that big six-figure bet, and with the Joe Public all on the Niners, it's all Niner money basically.
Interesting.
All right, Green Bay heads to Tampa Bay as a 1-point underdog plus one, right? With Mike Evans out of this game, what kind of action have you seen on the total for this game with Tom Brady's number one option taking a seat?
Well, you know, everybody loves the Buccaneers and the Packers, and surprisingly enough, the total's been pretty flat on the way they've been betting it. But we expect, depending on what happens with some of his other receivers, we expect the public to come in and bet it under, because the Bucs have been playing under game. So as evidence is last week when they
played. Yeah, their offense isn't that great.
Right, right. So we expect them to bet it under the 42.
Rob loves saying that.
Yeah, I
their
do.
Offense.
Their offense has been stinky. All right.
Yeah, 12 hasn't performed his magic on offense.
No, you know
still
what?
Getting warm.
Give them
he's
off on warm. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, you know, just give them
Rob
off.
Is so jealous. He's so jealous. He's like, I'm way past 6:45, and I don't get days off.
That's right. I work 7 days a week.
But you did go to Dubai, so, you know.
That's
thank
right.
You. Thank you. You
know,
thank
hey,
you,
Lamar. Lamar, you say hello, and I say Dubai. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Don't laugh. Lamar, don't laugh. You just made his day.
You know it. Thank you, Lamar.
You got to be like our last guest. They didn't laugh at any of Rob's corny jokes. I know you've heard that like 70 times. So, you know, you just made his day. All right, let's get back to it. The Jags, nice win last week, and they're heading to L.A., as underdogs,
I'm taking the Jags.
They're playing the Chargers. But there's been no movement on this line since it opened. And coming off a shutout against the Colts, the Jags don't seem to be getting any love from the bettors, even with a banged-up Herbert. Now, Herbert is questionable.
He's a game-time decision.
Yeah. Does this line say more about the Jags or the Chargers?
This line says more about the Jags, because the sharp money that we're getting on this game early has been on the Jags. And Joe Public has not been on this game so far. I think Joe Public is still waiting to find out if Herbert's going to play. But sharp money definitely been coming in on the Jags. So it says more about the banged up Chargers compared to the Jags. But sharp money is definitely on the Jags here.
All right, Eagles. Go ahead. Eagles opened up as a 4-point favorites. It got as high as 7, and now it's 6.5 in a divisional matchup against the Commanders.
Jalen Hurts has looked great so far. Do the bettors just have much more faith in the Eagles, even in a divisional contest?
You're absolutely right. Sharp Money and the Joe Public is all on the Eagles here. 3-1 ticket count. Like I say, Sharp Money's on the Eagles. Hurts has looked excellent these first 2 weeks, and you never know which Carson Wentz you're going to get. So I think that's why Joe Public is on the Eagles.
Yeah,
Wentzylvania.
That makes sense.
Wentz in a lifetime. Okay.
All right, let's get to the big game. I'm really looking forward to this one. Buffalo in Miami. Now, they're going down there as 5.5-point favorites as of this morning, but we got two of the hottest quarterbacks in the league, Tua and Josh Allen. What kind of action are you seeing on this game's total?
The total is pretty steady at 52.5. What I can tell you is one of our huge players who went 4-0 last week, betting six-figure decisions, is on the Dolphins this week.
Really?
He's on the Dolphins, but the Sharps are on the Bills. So it's going to be interesting because Joe Public is also on the Bills, too, with a ticket count of 2-1.
This is a tough one.
I'm on the Dolphins
that
on that one. All right. I am.
Wow.
Despite getting a beat down on Monday night, the Vikings are 6-point home favorites against the Detroit Lions. I'm going to go against my better sense. I'm picking the Lions in this game. But do the bettors have faith in the Vikings because it's the Lions or because of what they saw in week one against Green Bay?
No, sir. This is all sharp money at the sharp money on the Lions plus the points.
Yep.
So the sharp guys do have faith in the Lions. Ticket count, Joe Public, all on the Lions, about 3-1. And we're looking for this is a big decision for us early in the weekend.
Yeah, so you know what? Dan Campbell is what, 12-6 against the spread, Chris? That's the only good thing about Dan Campbell.
Look, hey, I like Dan Campbell. You're not a fan of Dan Campbell?
Nah.
You still holding that kneecap comment against him?
Yeah, I'm still holding it.
I like him. What he's done.
So
with
the Lions are getting a lot of love here in this game, huh? Plus six on the road.
Yeah, plus sharp money and big player money. So six figures on this. We had some six-figure bets on the Lions.
Wow.
And the Sharps are taking the line. So really, it's everyone's on the line. This is Joe Public and the Sharps are on the Lions.
All right, that is our man, the myth and the legend, Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM Director of Trading. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate
you. You know that.
Fellas, appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Have a great weekend. Good luck with your picks.
And I'm coming out there soon. I'm going to be in touch, okay?
Let me know.
Yep, I will.
All right, man.
All right.
Yep, NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. Keep it locked.
I'm winning.
Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.